Cultures of War, Pearl Harbor, Hiroshima, 9/11, Iraq, by John W. Dower, narrated by Kevin Foley. Copyright 2010 by John W. Dower. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with John W. Dower and Georges Borchardt Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. The Evolution of an Inquiry. I began researching and writing this study shortly after September 11, 2001, when comparisons between Al-Qaeda's surprise attack and Japan's at Pearl Harbor 6 decades earlier flooded the media in the United States. Japan and World War II in Asia have drawn my attention as a historian for many years, and analogies between the new conflict and that old one were provocative in unanticipated ways. Increasingly so, as it turned out, as 9/11 spilled into the U.S.-led war of choice against Iraq, and that war and ensuing occupation in turn led to chaos and great suffering in a supposedly liberated land. Bringing history and contemporary affairs together is never a one-way street. On the one hand, the more familiar hand, much that was associated with September 11th had an almost generic familiarity that accounts for the immediate analogies to Pearl Harbor and World War II. Surprise attack, a colossal failure of U.S. intelligence, terror involving the targeting of non-combatants, the specter of weapons of mass destruction and mushroom clouds, rhetoric of holy war on all sides. That the Islamist terrorists denounced the Judeo-Christian West and imagined a new caliphate.